Welcome to Learning English, a daily 30-minute program from the Voice of America. I'm Katie Weaver.
And I'm Mario Ritter, Jr. This program is designed for English learners. So we speak a little slower, and we use words and phrases especially written for people learning English.
Coming up on the show, Andrew Smith has an update on some monkeys in a Thai town. We also hear from John Russell about the art of sake brewing. Brian Lynn presents the technology report. And we close the show with the LE lesson of the day. But now, here is Andrew Smith.
People will no longer have to fight with monkeys in the historic Thai city of Lopburi. That is because of new efforts to keep the animals from reproducing and to limit their movements. Before public health measures to control COVID-19 closed businesses in Lopburi, about 3,000 long-tailed macaques lived there. The people of the city fed them and even had a yearly party for them. Tourists came to the city north of Bangkok to see the macaques in what was known as Monkey City. The macaques are believed to bring good luck. They live in the nearby forests and have long been a part of the city's history. But after Lopburi came out of the pandemic lockdown in the middle of 2022, people found that the monkeys had become unruly without people feeding them. Groups of macaques had taken over buildings. They stole food and caused accidents by walking in the streets. Groups of the monkeys also fought each other, shocking local people. Some of the townspeople put up cages around their homes to keep the monkeys out. Wisarut Sonyam is a local researcher with the non-governmental organization Ecoexist Society. He said the monkeys would steal from people by taking any container they thought might contain food. People began to carry slingshots, a small weapon that shoots stones, to protect against the monkeys. Earlier this year, officials began their efforts to catch the macaques. By May, they were increasing the effort to prevent the monkeys from reproducing that began during the pandemic. Our goal is to neuter all the monkeys, 100% of them, said local veterinarian Patarapol Maniyorn from the government wildlife department in September. The monkeys would then be put into an area where they will be looked after, he said. Now, the situation in the city seems to be under control, as the officials have captured 1,600 of the monkeys. Some animal rights groups agree the monkeys should be neutered, but they do not want them to be kept in captivity. Edwin Veek is founder of Wildlife Friends Foundation Thailand. He said, "The monkeys are suffering because currently they're in a cage that is not designed for them." Veek pressed the government to increase funding for the government wildlife department to train people in animal care and treatment. The people of Lopburi are happy that the streets are safe again. Clockmaker Chalit Nithukram said, things have become a little easier because most of the monkeys were captured. Life is easier. He said his business is improving because people are no longer afraid to park near his shop. For others, the monkeys are important to Lopburi. Supaporn Rienprayorn operates a store near a temple where monkeys often gathered. Monkeys are part of Lopburi's identity, she said. She sometimes gave them a little food. Let tourists take pictures with them. Just 100 or 2, she joked. I'm Andrew Smith.
VOA Learning English has launched a new program for children. It is called Let's Learn English with Anna. The new course aims to teach children American English through asking and answering questions and experiencing fun situations. For more information, visit our website, learningenglish.voanews.com.
The Japanese rice wine called sake is made using ancient brewing methods. They date back more than 1,000 years. Junichiro Ozawa, the 18th generation leader of Ozawa Brewery, founded in 1702, hopes sake brewing will win recognition as a UNESCO intangible cultural heritage. Officials of the UN agency are expected to decide on the nomination next month. We always think about the people who are enjoying our sake when we make it. I'm now so excited, imagining the faces of all the people around the world, he told reporters during a visit to the brewery on the edge of Tokyo. Sake was the drink of choice of the nobility represented in Japan's most celebrated work of writing, The Tale of Genji. Sake has been growing in popularity in recent years, helped by an increasing international interest in Japanese cooking and food. Sake exports from Japan total more than $265 million a year, with the U.S. and China as the two biggest buyers. That information comes from the Japan Sake and Shochu Makers Association. Sake exports have almost doubled in value since 2018. But exports still make up a very small amount of overall sake production in Japan. Brazil, Mexico, and Southeast Asia, as well as France and the rest of Europe, all places where Japanese restaurants are gaining popularity, are starting to take a liking to sake. The main elements in sake are rice and water. The production process takes about 2 months and includes fermentation and pressing. For a product to be named Japanese sake, the rice must be Japanese. The relatively soft quality of freshwater in Japan, like that provided by the two wells at Ozawa Brewery, is also important. Among Ozawa's sake choices is the Junmai Daiginjo, one of the top offerings, with 15% alcohol content and costing about $23 for 720 milliliters. Another, Karakuti Nigorizaki, is unrefined sake. The liquid is not as clear as usual sake. It has 17% alcohol content and sells for $16 for 1,800 milliliters. In Japan, sake is used to purify and to celebrate. Small tastes of sake from a cup show the confirmation of a marriage, for example. Sake is not just an alcoholic beverage. It is Japanese culture itself, said Hitoshi Utsunomiya of the Japan Sake and Shochu Makers Association. The UNESCO Intangible Cultural Heritage designation can be awarded to practices passed down for generations. These practices include spoken traditions, performing arts, and food making. The UNESCO designation is not meant to be used for commercial purposes. But industry officials are open about their hope that such recognition will increase international sales. They believe the designation could help the tradition stay alive amid competition from beer, grape-based wine, and other drinks. One reason for sake's growing popularity around the world is that its smooth flavor goes well with a number of foods. These foods include sushi, spicy Asian and Western dishes, says Max Del Vida, a sake wine expert and co-founder of the Sake Company, an import and distribution business in Singapore. Del Vida told the Associated Press, "Sake is more than a drink. It is a living embodiment of Japan's seasonal rhythms, community values, and artistic heritage." I'm John Russell.
The social media service Blue Sky says it has been gaining millions of users since the U.S. presidential election. Usage data shows Blue Sky reached 20 million users this week. That was up from about 12 million users just 1 month ago. Blue Sky is seen as a major competitor to social networking service X, formerly Twitter. American businessman Elon Musk bought Twitter in October 2022 and changed the name to X. Musk made a series of changes to X shortly after taking over. These included greatly reducing the number of employees, as well as removing some existing restrictions on user content. Many of the released workers were responsible for monitoring the service to identify banned material or account violations. Musk has described the changes as an effort to protect the free speech of users. But his critics have noted that removing content restrictions had resulted in more harmful content and hate speech appearing on X. Some industry experts also see the recent rise in Blue Sky users as a possible reaction to the changes under Musk's leadership at X. Blue Sky was started by the former head of Twitter, Jack Dorsey. He created it in 2019 as an internal project at Twitter. It started as an invitation-only service or platform. But after further development efforts, it was opened up to all users last February. Blue Sky operates similarly to X and Twitter. It offers a feed of accounts that users follow. Users can send direct messages and lock certain posts at the top of a user's feed. Blue Sky also offers pre-chosen starter packs to help new users decide which individuals and organizations to follow. Blue Sky announced in mid-November that its total users had reached 15 million from 13 million at the end of October. The rate of new users has continued to grow during the past few weeks. But the latest post-election increase was not the first time Blue Sky has gained from people leaving X. In the week after X was banned in Brazil in August, Blue Sky said it added about 2.6 million users, 85% of them from Brazil. And during one day in October, about 500,000 new users signed up for Blue Sky after X warned that blocked accounts would be able to see a user's public messages. Many new users, including reporters, left-leaning politicians, and celebrities, have shared messages or created memes to explain their decisions for leaving X for Blue Sky. Some expressed that they saw Blue Sky as similar to an early version of Twitter. Several well-known organizations and individuals recently announced they were leaving X because of concerns about changes to that service. These included the nonprofit Center for Countering Digital Hate, British news publisher The Guardian, and former CNN news presenter Don Lemon. Even with Blue Sky's growth, X issued a statement after the U.S. presidential election saying it had dominated the global conversation on the U.S. election and had set new records. Even though Blue Sky currently operates much like X, company leaders have said they plan to expand in new directions. The Associated Press reports, for example, Blue Sky says it is seeking to build a new technical foundation it describes as a protocol for public conversation. That system is designed to make social networks work across different platforms such as email, internet blogs, or phone numbers. Currently, users cannot cross between social platforms to leave a comment on someone else's account. X users must stay on X, TikTok users must stay on TikTok, etc. Industry experts say this design is what big technology companies wanted, to build out multiple product offerings around their online properties. Such systems support the advertising-driven business models of tech companies. Blue Sky has said it is trying to reimagine this kind of system on its path toward interoperability with other platforms. I'm Brian Lynn.
Welcome to the lesson of the day on the Learning English podcast. My name is Andrew Smith.
And my name is Jill Robbins. Thanks for joining us. Today's lesson will help you learn more about the English you hear in our video series, Let's Learn English. The series shows Anna Mateo in her work and life in Washington, D.C. Here's Anna introducing herself.
Hello. My name is Anna Mateo.
Today, we're going to look at Lesson 9 from Level 2 of the series. Anna and her friend Ashley talk about their pets, and they talk about things they could have or should have done.
Pets are animals that live with families, such as dogs or cats.
Ashley's pet is a dog named Dublin. But Anna's pet is, well, it's very unusual.
That's because Anna's pet is a rock.
It's true. Anna has a pet rock. Of course, this is a kind of joke. Anna makes her rock look like it has eyes and hair. And her rock wins a contest for one-of-a-kind pets. One-of-a-kind means unique, which means there are no others the same as it.
We spell unique, U-N-I-Q-U-E.
Now, let's listen to Anna tell Ashley how she won a contest with her pet rock.
And our lesson will focus on the phrases should have and could have. Listen for these phrases, and we will explain more after you listen.
But, Anna, tell me, how did you win a pet contest without a pet?
Okay, the closest thing I have is my pet rock. I know it's silly, but I've had it since I was a little girl. So, for a joke, I brought it to the fair. But then I was invited to enter the one-of-a-kind pet contest. And I won!
Anna, only you could have won a pet contest with a pet rock. I should have brought Dublin. He would have won a contest.
It's not very easy to win one of these. Does he have a costume? They had a costume contest. You should have seen this little girl. She and her dog wore matching princess costumes.
Dublin doesn't wear costumes.
Does he know any tricks?
Come this way. Now, watch this. One more.
You caught it, Dublin! Yeah. And you killed it! Oh, good dog! Ashley, he could have won the best catch contest.
Oh, good boy.
Ashley, pets are fun, aren't they?
Yes, and they become part of your family.
Did you hear the examples with should have, could have, or would have? We can say should to give advice, as in this example.
You should try to speak English.
And we say should have plus the past participle of the verb. When we talk about actions in the past, we wish had been different. Ashley said,
I should have brought Dublin. He would have won a contest.
Ashley didn't bring Dublin to the contest, but she wishes she had brought him.
When we talk about the past, but wish it had been different, or think about the past in a way that is different than what really happened, we say should have, or could have, or would have, before the past participle of the verb.
But native speakers usually shorten these with contractions, so it sounds like this. Should've, could've, would've.
And sometimes native speakers reduce or shorten the pronunciation even more. So it sounds like this. Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Oh, I wish my past had been different. Shoulda, woulda, coulda. I should have gone. I would have won. I could have seen my friends.
When you hear someone say shoulda, woulda, coulda, it's often because the person is saying it's not good to look back with regrets.
I know, but sometimes I wish I could have done something different.
Well, we all probably wish we could have done something different in the past. But now let's talk a little bit about owning a pet. After playing with Ashley's dog, Anna thinks she wants to own one.
Ashley, I think I want a dog. No, I know I want a dog.
It's a big responsibility. You may want to spend time with a dog first.
Responsibility is a noun, The plural of this noun is responsibilities, and the word responsible is the adjective.
And responsibly is the adverb.
We often use the preposition for after the adjective responsible. Jill, what are some of the things you are responsible for at your home?
Well, I shop for the food, and I cook quite a lot, and I also feed the dog and take the dog for walks and give the dog baths. That's a lot of responsibility, isn't it?
Well, it sounds like you do have a lot of responsibilities or things you are responsible for. And as Ashley says, owning a pet can be a big responsibility.
When you own something, that means it is yours. It belongs to you.
The state of owning something is called ownership. Jill, you have a dog. What responsibilities come with pet ownership?
And I'd like to say that I think my dog thinks she owns me. Well, first there are the basics. You have to make sure your pet has enough food and water and stays healthy. Sometimes you need to take your pet to the veterinarian, which means an animal doctor. And you have to protect your pet from danger, such as other animals or getting hit by a car. And then, especially for pets like dogs and cats, you should be nice to them and try to make them happy by petting them and speaking to them in a nice voice.
I've heard you speaking in a very sweet way to your dog, Jill. And I noticed you used the verb pet. So that means we pet our pets.
That's right. To pet means to gently touch and move your hand over an animal's hair or fur. Most dogs love to be petted. But you have to be careful because not all pets like to be petted. There are some dogs and cats that don't like to be touched or that only want their owner to touch them.
We can say that those animals are very touchy. If someone or some animal is touchy, that means they are very sensitive and can become upset or angry very easily.
My dog was like that when we first got her. That's because she was a rescue, a dog who had other owners who didn't want her or could no longer keep her.
Yes, we talk about animals being rescued when someone new takes them into their home. It takes some time for the animals to adjust to the new home. So don't touch a touchy pet. But please, pet the pets that want to be touched.
Isn't English fun? We hope our lesson of the day has been fun for you. And we invite you to write to us about any pets that your family and friends have. And do your pets like to be petted? I used to have a turtle. I don't think it really cared if I petted it.
Probably not. You can email us at learningenglish@voanews.com.
And remember that you can also find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. Thanks for listening. I'm Jill Robbins.
And I'm Andrew Smith.
That's our show for today. But join us again tomorrow to keep learning English on the Voice of America. I'm Katie Weaver.
And I'm Mario Ritter Jr.